Still with movies, it's time now for Slate's Summary Judgment feature, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's writer Mark Jordan Ligon.
Like dried-up Christmas trees dumped by the curb, movies released in January have a reputation for being Hollywood's cast-offs. This week's only two wide releases, My Baby's Daddy from Miramax and Warner Brothers' Chasing Liberty, apparently live up, or down, to that reputation. My Baby's Daddy was not screened in advance for the major critics, a sign that a studio doesn't have much faith in a film. The plot revolves around three hard-partying bachelor buddies who must learn to adapt when their respective girlfriends all get pregnant at the same time. Man, these guys must do everything together.
Tonight, they're going from players...
We're pregnant.
...to play time.
What the hell?
The only review we could find was from an internet movie buff who apparently saw a screening in Pennsylvania, but he found the movie so tiresome he couldn't even be bothered to pan it. The teen romantic comedy Chasing Liberty stars pop singer Mandy Moore as, get this, the high-spirited daughter of the President of the United States. No, not George W. The fictional president is played by Mark Harmon, who I predict will place a surprising third in the upcoming Iowa caucus. In the film, the first daughter feels smothered by the spotlight and Secret Service agents following her everywhere, so she runs away during an international summit and finds love, adventure, and lip gloss.
You lied to me?
Up until the last 3 days, I was perfectly content with my life, and then you came along.
Most of the nation's critics wanted to veto this film. The San Jose Mercury News complains the picture is filled with Mandy Moore moments, approximations of recognizable human emotions without the complicating necessity of actual feeling. And the Hollywood Reporter says the movie chases romance and comedy across Europe for nearly 2 hours without ever quite catching either. However, the Chicago Tribune begs to differ, calling it a likable, light-as-air road comedy. And finally, in limited release, is the documentary Aileen, Life and Death of a Serial Killer. It's Nick Broomfield's follow-up to his 1992 film about Aileen Wuornos, the Florida prostitute found guilty of killing 7 men. Actress Charlize Theron currently is receiving raves playing this woman in a dramatic version of her story called Monster. The new documentary, which focuses on her unsuccessful appeal and life on death row until her execution in 2002, has won mostly praise. The Los Angeles Times found it immensely moving, and the Christian Science Monitor says it is as gripping as anything Hollywood is capable of turning out.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer based in Los Angeles.